And welcome into the Wednesday, August 15th edition of Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick joined by John Osier, senior writer for Jaguars.com. Look at this place. What happened in here?
Credit to Patrick Kavanaugh. Got the studio set up, and we're ready to roll.
Well, we're also almost ready to roll in the Superdome on Friday night. The Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans is the site for the second preseason game for the Jaguars. Today, another really tough practice. This, you know, Coach Mularkey has said this week all along was going to be the toughest week of camp, and I think he's right.
Yeah, no doubt. I talked to a lot of players in the locker room after practice, trying to get the idea of what they thought of this week. And to a man, they all said it was very important to finish strong. You know, a lot of coaches and players say that they got a lot of production out of camp. It was clear talking to the guys in the locker room afterward, they really thought this last week was a very productive way to end what is very, you know, I've been a very productive camp.
Coach Mularkey spoke to the media after practice this morning and said the hard part might be behind the Jags now.
Hard part's over. You know, this is literally the last two a day. This is the last day that they'll have meetings at night. Camp will break Sunday. We got to get off of our feet and get ready for Friday night's game. And it started as soon as we blew that horn right there. We got to start recovering.
Well, we've heard Coach Mularkey say that the starters in this game coming up on Friday might get a considerable amount of time, even almost a half. Mm-hmm. Now, the question would be, with Justin Blackmon coming in a little late, does he go a whole half too?
Well, that's the plan, and it's a little unusual to have your starters play a whole first half in the second preseason game. It's clear Mike wants to see them, you know, do what they did the first few series, get more consistency, and it is going to be fascinating to watch Justin Blackmon. He came in a little late. Conditioning has been the issue. Can he make it through the half? Can he play consistently through the whole half? That's what you're watching for.
Oh, very excited, very ready, just ready to go out there and see how it's all going to be.
Last few days of camp here have been really, really tough. First day you were gassed a little bit, but as the last couple of days have gone along, it seems like you've gone a little deeper into practice now, right?
Right. You know, it's just getting more and more in shape and used to the, you know, the grind of 2-a-days. And I'm excited to be in there, and I'm excited to get everything going, and I feel great about it.
Well, it's finally here, going to New Orleans, first road trip for the Jaguars, and it is the first home game for the Saints in an offseason that has been full of turmoil in the Big Easy.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any question you're going to see more intensity from their fans and maybe even their players than you're used to seeing in a preseason game. So in that sense, in terms of crowd noise, in terms of facing that sort of energy, it will be a good test and a good way for the Jaguars to prepare for facing something like that.
I think we'll have to have a curfew for you on Thursday night, John.
Yeah, speaking of intensity, you got Bourbon Street, you got New Orleans, and I know our producer, Pat Kavanaugh, is looking forward to New Orleans.
There are beignets in our future in New Orleans on Thursday night. Friday night, the game, the Saints and the Jaguars. Thanks for watching Inside the Jaguars. We'll see you next time.